الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد قال سبحانه وتعالى واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا وقال سبحانه وتعالى فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين وقال سبحانه وتعالى وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أهدي الظالمين Respected elders, respected mashayikh, respected ulama, my brothers, my sisters, and my little ones, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After praising the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sending salutations upon our Prophet, peace be upon him, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. I begin by thanking yourselves for inviting me to convey the message of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And I pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts your efforts and accept this work that you are doing. As I pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts my efforts and keeps them taking khidmat from me to convey this beautiful message of His and the message of أو نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. As you are aware that today is a very blessed day. And as you are aware, Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, the Eid of Qurbani, is just around the corner. And today in every masjid, wherever this masjid may be in the world, whether it be in the midst of the Sahara or the frozen plains of Siberia, or somewhere in the north and south pole, or even the east and west, after every salah, you will hear the beautiful echoes of the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And all prayers are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything from the fish in the ocean to the stars in the sky are a testimony of the greatness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the days of Hajj have already begun. And the Hajjis, the young and the old, the male and female, the small, the big, the black, the white, gather in their millions like a swarm of bees. They gather on the plains of Arafat today, begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, so that they return as pure as the day their mothers gave them birth. And to match this occasion, the title that has been allocated by yourselves is none other than the remembrance of the great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And I must say, what a beautiful title this is. Of all these days, and everything that happens on these days, is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and our Prophet, peace be upon him. This Hajj itself, one of the pillars of Islam and the foundations of this deen, itself is all about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Open the books of tafsir, under the verse of the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالٌ وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِنٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ أَمِيقٍ لَيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ ألا ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. Open the books of tafsir under this verse of the Quran, and you will find the commentators like Imam Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. They relate on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was ordered to make the call for Hajj and tell the people that Hajj has now become farz upon them, compulsory upon them, he asked, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, وَمَنْ يُبَلِّغْ صَوْتِي Oh Allah, this is an isolate place. This is a remote desert. Oh Allah, you know nobody lives here. Not a single soul to be seen. People live miles away from here. And my voice will not be able to reach these people. They will not be able to hear me. They will not be able to hear me when I make this call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to Ibrahim, مِنْكَ الْأَذَانِ وَعَلَيْهِ الْبَلَاغِ O Ibrahim, it is your responsibility to make the call. You just make the call. Wherever the people are, whether they are in some jungle or some desert, it is my responsibility and I take it upon myself that I will make sure that they have heard your call. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam climbs Mount Abi Qubays. Placing his fingers in his ears, he calls out, facing the north, facing them the south, the east and west. He calls out, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ بَنَى بَيْتًا فَهُجُّوا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ بَنَى بَيْتًا فَهُجُّوا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ بَنَى بَيْتًا فَهُجُّوا O people, your Lord has made himself a house. It is compulsory upon you to make the Hajj. O people, come and make the Hajj. O people, come and visit this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran write, فَأَسْمَعَ مَنْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ فِي أَصْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made this call, Allah conveyed this voice of his, not only to all those that were on the face of the earth at the time, but even to those that were to come right till the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed this message of his to all these people. And the people replied, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ O Allah, we are present, O Allah, we will come. Some read the Talbiyah once, some repeated it twice, some repeated it more than this. And it is narrated that people will perform Hajj as they answered the call. And those from amongst them that did not answer the call on that day will not make the pilgrimage and will not make the Hajj. As I mentioned, everything that happens on these days, these blessed days, is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything in the holy cities is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When I see the beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is beautiful ghalaf, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind, as the Quran says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. As Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who raised the foundations of the holy Kaaba and built this house with his hands, and it was he who prayed, O Allah, accept this effort from us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the hear and knower of all the things. When I see the Maqam Ibrahim near the house of Allah, inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakun wa hudan lil-alamin, fihi ayatun bayyinat wa maqam Ibrahim, the name of this glorious prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam comes to mind. When I see the well of Zamzam and I drink the water of Zamzam, and I see the mountains of Safa and Marwa and the people making the sa'i between these mountains, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family comes to mind. When I see the holy city of Makkah al-Mukarramah and how it has become the capital of the Muslim world, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا, the names of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind. When I see the fruits, when I see the fruit shops in Makkah with pomegranates, when I see the guavas, when I see the mangoes, when I see the saksumas, when I see the apples, when I see the pears, when I see the lychees, when I see the bananas, when I see the grapes in a place where even the mountains have turned black due to the intense heat, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind. As all this is the result of his prayer which was answered, O Allah, warzuq ahlahu min al-samarati man amana minhum. When I see women roaming in the streets of Makkah in late hours of the night, yet not a soul raises an eyebrow, the name Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind, as it was he that prayed and it was his prayer that was answered. O Allah, rabbi ij'al hadha al-balad amina. O Allah, make this a place of peace. O Allah, make this a peaceful place. O Allah, make this city a city of peace. When I think of our Prophet, peace be upon him, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind, as was it not he who prayed, ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, send from amongst them a messenger who will recite unto them your verses, ويعلمهم الكتاب, and who will teach them the kitab, والحكمة, who will teach them the hikmah, ويزكيهم, and who will purify them, إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, you are the Almighty and you are the All Wise. When I see the tears flowing from the eyes of those saying farewell to the Hajis, not being able to go themselves, and when I see those on wheelchairs, when I see the old that can barely walk, and when I see the blind making this pilgrimage, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind, as it was he who prayed, فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, fill the heart of some among men with love towards them. And today we find, as a result of this, we find that this whole journey is not an easy one. We find that in spite this whole journey is not an easy one, no matter how much difficulty a Haji goes through, no matter how much difficulty he experienced, we find that the following year this very Haji has a desire to perform the Hajj again and make the pilgrimage and go visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I think of ourselves as Muslims, the blessed name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind. As was it not he who gave us this name, as the Quran says, who was the Ma'akum al-Muslimin? It was he who gave you this name and called you Muslims. And one can continue. One can continue, and the name of this great prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will keep on coming to mind. Everything about this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was phenomenal. When we look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and when we pick up the books of Sirah and Tariq, we will find that his iman was phenomenal. It was unbelievable. When we look at his tawakkul, we will realize that this was phenomenal. When we look at his obedience, we will not even be able to comprehend it. When we look at the sacrifices that he made, when we look at his character, he was, as the Quran describes and says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. And the sacrifices he made for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made for the sake of the deen, are well beyond the comprehension of the human mind. They are well beyond the understanding of human. We will never be able to comprehend these sacrifices that he made, not even in a billion years. Tomorrow being the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the first that comes to mind is how, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came How this great Nabi of Allah, without any hesitation whatsoever, without even stopping to think for one second, how, when this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was ready to sacrifice his son, was ready to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam for the sake of Allah. You and I will never be able to comprehend this sacrifice. We will never be able to comprehend this sacrifice, not even in a million years. This is well beyond our intellect. It is well beyond our comprehension. It is well beyond our understanding. It is well beyond our imagination. We will not be able to get 1% of the true picture in our minds. Not even 1%. And the reason being, we are the lucky ones. We are the fortunate ones. Allah has given us everything, and He has given us everything on a plate. Every blessing that we can think of, and much, much more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these blessings, all these ni'mats, without us even asking, without us even begging, without us even crying for them, without even any trial, without any sacrifice on our behalf, and without any difficulty whatsoever, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these blessings. Look at this blessing of children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which are qurratu a'yun, a source of comfort to our eyes. We find, as the Quran says, يَهَبُ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانُ وَإِنَاثًا. To some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a boy. To some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a girl. To some, He has given both boys and girls. Without us even asking, without us even begging for this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift. But how can we comprehend the sacrifice when we have received these children without any difficulty whatsoever? Today we have taken everything for granted. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have taken everything for granted. Thus we find we have no value for these blessings whatsoever. This is why we have seen our children run towards the fire of hell, and yet we show no concern whatsoever. Only those to whom Allah hasn't given a child, or to those whom Allah has given a child, but He gave it to them after years of crying. He gave it to them after years of trying. He gave it to them after years of begging, after years of weeping, after years of asking. Only these people, and only these people alone, can comprehend the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And even these people, they cannot comprehend the true nature of this sacrifice and get the exact picture 100%. They can only comprehend it to an extent. Let me explain. I'm sure that you are aware that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was married to our mother Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. He was married to our mother Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam, and a year of marriage passes and there is no child. And the words that would flow were Rabbi Hadli min as-salihin, oh my Lord, grant me a righteous son. Oh Allah, grant me a righteous son. 2 years of the marriage passed, and yet still there is no child, and yet still the words that are flowing, Rabbi Hadli min as-salihin, oh Allah, grant me a righteous son. 5 years of marriage passed, and yet there is still no child. The words are still flowing, Rabbi Hadli min as-salihin, oh Allah, grant me a righteous son. 10 years of marriage passed, and there is still no child, and the words still flow, Rabbi Hadli min as-salihin. 20 years of marriage, and there is still no child. 30 years of marriage, there is still no child, and yet the words are still flowing, Rabbi Hadli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a righteous son. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as every day passes, he's aging, he's getting older. As every day passes, his bones are getting weaker day by the day. Our mother has passed the age woman normally give birth to. Logically, the future seems to be getting bleaker. Logically, the future seems to be getting gloomier. But no, لَا تَكْرَتُوا مِّ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. There is no such thing as losing hope. There is no such thing as despairing. And why should there be? Because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is praying to the very Allah. Logic says, yes, a child cannot be born without a mother and father. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he is praying to the Master. He is praying to the very Lord. He is praying to the very Creator who created Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from a mother without a father, to the very Lord that doesn't look at logic. He is praying to the very Lord who who created our mother Hazrat Hawa from a male without a female. He is praying to that very Lord who created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a male, who created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a female. This is the Lord he is praying to. He is praying to that very Allah. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَ الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. The very Allah who would give Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam the fruits of winter in summer, and who would give her the fruits of summer in winter. He is praying to the very Lord. كَفَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who heard Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam call out from the depths of ocean, and he answered his prayer. He is praying to the very Lord who answered the prayer of Yahya when he prayed, O Allah, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, my bones have become weak, my hair has become grey, my wife is barren. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, give me a son. O Allah, give me a son. My brothers, this is the Lord that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would pray to, and he would pray, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. This was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lose hope. And this is a message that I would like to convey to all my brothers and sisters to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still not given a child. لا تكرتوا من رحمة الله is the message and the command of the Quran. O Muslimano, do not despair and never ever lose hope in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on trying, keep on crying, keep on begging, and the words should be flowing from your lips. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And these words should flow after Fajr prayer. They should flow after Asr prayer. They should flow after Maghrib. They should flow after Isha. Wake up in tahajjud during the night and beg the Almighty Allah. O Allah, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O Allah, grant us wife and offspring who will be the comfort of our eyes. And inshaAllah, if there is khair in this, one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your prayer and answer your prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a child. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam would pray day and night, and after years, one day at the age of 86, this great prophet of Allah was 86 from Ashshannahu bi ghulamin haleem, when he received the glad tidings and when he was given a son. At the age of 86, this prayer was answered. And even then, it was answered in a very remarkable way, and putting Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through many trials. Only after this was this prayer of his answered. It so happened, as Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has related in his work Sahih al-Bukhari, a hadith, that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was passing through Egypt, he informed our mother Hazrat Sarah that there is a zalim king here, a tyrant ruler. And any beautiful woman this king sees, he abducts and then he rapes. And if this beautiful woman is accompanied by a husband, he in turn kills the husband. However, if she is accompanied by some relative other than the husband, he doesn't harm her. Thus, مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مُؤْمِنٌ غَيْرِ وَغَيْرُ. Remember, there is not a single believer on the face of this earth at this moment in time other than you and I. So when he asks you, tell him, I'm not your husband. Tell him, you are my sister. Meaning he was referring to that you are a sister of mine indeed. And this is what happened. When the king entered, she, as the Quran teaches, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O believers, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and salah. She stands up in prayer. And she prays, اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسن فرجي إلا على زوجي فلا تسلط علي الكافر. She prays, and when she finishes her prayer, and this king advances with evil intentions, her prayers, and he extends her hands, and he extends his evil hands, her prayer becomes answered, and his hand becomes paralyzed. He then says, Sirke, if you pray to your Lord to make my hand better, I will let you be. She prays to her Lord, his hand becomes better. But yet again for a second time, he advances with evil intentions. Yet again she makes the same prayer. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسنت فرجي إلا على زوجي فلا تسلط عليه الكافر. His hand becomes paralyzed for a second time. Yet again he makes the same request, and she prays for him, and his hand becomes better. When his hand becomes better, yet again he advances for the third time with evil intentions. Yet again the words are flowing from her lips. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسنت فرجي إلا على زوجي فلا تسلط علي الكافر. And yet again for a third time, his hand becomes paralyzed. It had become paralyzed for a third time, and yet again he makes the same request. This time he makes the request, she prays, his hand becomes better, and he fulfills his promise, and he lets her go. He lets her go, saying that take her away, she's not a human being, she is a jinn. And at the same time, he gives her a present in the form of our mother, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam. Now our mother, Hazrat Sara, in turn afterwards, gave our mother, Hazrat Hajar, to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, كَإِنَّ الرَّبَّ قَدْ أَحْرَمَنِ الْوَلَدْ فَأَدْخَلَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِ هَذِهِ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي مِنْهَا وَلَدًا. That maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a child through her. The prayer of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was now answered. And our mother Hazrat Hajar was expecting. Now when our mother Hazrat Sara saw this, naturally, she felt as any woman would feel in her position and in this circumstance. She requested to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that he take her away from him. Now our mother Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, fearing and not knowing what would become of her, she began to run and reside in nearby spring. And only returned after she received the glad tidings from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, كَلَا تَخَافِي فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَاعِلُ مِنْ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ أَلَّذِي حَمَلْتِ خَيْرًا. Only when she received the glad tidings from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you are going to give birth to a son, and you will see a lot of good through this child, and you will name him Sayyidina Ismail, only then did our mother return. Now the child is born, and the name of this child is Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, as they have been instructed. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could have ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his child now, as soon as the child was born. And yes, this would have been a remarkable sacrifice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do this. Allah doesn't order Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice his child as he's born. The question is why? Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this then? Why? Yes, it would have been a remarkable sacrifice if Allah ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice the child then, and he'd done this. But at the same time, it would not have been the ultimate sacrifice. It would have been a remarkable sacrifice, but not the ultimate sacrifice. Let me explain this. If a child is born to one of us today, and then say this child is to die thereafter, yes, we would be happy when this child is born. And yes, if the child was to thereafter die, we would grieve. Tears would flow from our eyes, we would cry, and we would be saddened. But this crying and this sadness would be nothing in comparison if the child was to die at the age of maybe 10, maybe 12, maybe 13. When a child is born, yes, we have love for this child, and we are happy with the birth of this child, and we express our happiness and our love for this child in many different ways. However, as every day passes thereafter, this love that we have for our son or for our daughter increases. Because every day that passes, the bond between mother and son, the bond between father and son, is getting stronger by the day. When the child, after a few weeks, is able to recognize his mother and father, and the child smiles every time his name is called, the love increases. When he crawls and falls, the love increases. When he begins to